situation, but excuse, this is a situation. So each and every person has his fair share. But Nabi Akram SAW said, if for example, a person comes to Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, he only had comfort. It normally doesn't happen, but for argument's sake, Allah Ta'ala would dip him in Jahannam and take him out. Oh my banda, did you ever see comfort? Well, no, other way around. If a person had comfort and Allah Ta'ala would dip him in Jahannam and take him out, did you ever see comfort? This person will say, wallah, I never ever saw comfort. If Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, if someone's life is such only difficulty, if on the day of Qiyamah Allah were to dip him in Jannat and take him out, don't even put him in Jannat. Oh my banda, did you ever see difficulty? Did you ever see difficulty? He will say, wallah, I never ever saw difficulty. Those who are in comfort, Allah will put them in Jahannam and take them out. Did you ever see comfort? He will say, no. And those who had difficulty, Allah will put them in Jannat and take them out. Did you ever see any type of comfort after being in Jannat? No, if they ever see difficulty and they put in Jannat, Allah will take them out and say, no, Allah, we never ever saw a difficulty because of Jannat is so beautiful. So this is a situation. We must be sure. Nabi Karim SAW had said, Allah Ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, وَإِن يَسْتَغِيثُوا يُغَاثُوا بِمَاءٍ كَالْمُهْلِ يَشْفِي الْوُجُوهُ. The people of Jahannam will ask Allah Ta'ala for water on the day of Qiyamah. Allah will give them water. When they bring that water to their faces, it will be so scalding hot that the skin of their face will fall into that water. Allah Ta'ala will burn their skin. كُلَّمَا نَدَّتْ جُلُودُهُمْ بَدَّلْنَاهُمْ جُلُودًا غَيْرًا. I'm only quoting from the Quran, not even making mention of what the hadith speaks about the punishment. Every time their skin is burned, Allah will replace it with another skin. Allah in the 25th surah of the Holy Quran says, وَنَادُوا يَا مَالِكُ لِيَقْضِي عَلَيْنَا رَبُّكَ. They would say, oh Malik, tell unto Allah. Malik is the person who controls Jahannam. Oh Malik, tell Allah to give us death. Tell Allah to give us death. After 1,000 years, Malik will say, what are you saying? What are you saying? He'll say, tell Allah that he must give us death. Malik will go to Allah and come back to them and say, Allah says there is no death for you. Brothers, those who go to that situation, even in this world, if they are triumphant, even in this world, they win the propaganda war. Even in this world, they got the Porsche's houses. They got the newest settlements. Wallahi al-Azim, 100 times, they are failures. And they will see their failure on the day of judgment. It is bound to happen. On the other hand, those who are in difficulty, but they adhere to the commands of Allah. Inshallah, many of them who in Palestine and Gaza who have passed on. Despite the fact that they might have lived in abject poverty, despite the fact that they were bombarded, despite the fact that they were oppressed, despite the fact that they lived in this particular situation which I have outlined, when the day of Qiyamah Allah Ta'ala were to give them the reward for a person who goes into Jannat. In one hadith, Abu Sayyid Khudri radiallahu anhu said, Allah Ta'ala will tell the people of Jannah, O people of Jannah, hal radhitum? Are you happy? Are you happy with what I'm giving? And they will say, Ya Allah, what reason should they be that we are not happy? You have given us everything. You have given us everything. Why shouldn't we be happy? And Allah Ta'ala will say, should I not give you something better than that? And he will say, Allah, what better can we get? We want something, we get it on our plate. وَلَكُمْ فِيَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ. For you is whatever you desire. Amazing question. One day someone asked Mu'athani Rahmatullah Alayh. He said, Allah says in the day in Quran, Allah will give you everything what you desire. If we desire cigarette, will Allah give us in Jannat cigarette? So Mu'athani Rahmatullah Alayh said a very amazing thing. He said, I give you a qasam. If you desire tobacco and cigarette in Jannat, Allah will give it to you. But I also take a qasam. In a park place like Jannah, you would not think of something napak like cigarette. Like a park place like Jannah, you won't ask Allah Ta'ala for something like cigarette, a napak thing like cigarette. So this is how you will get everything. So you will say, Allah, what more can you give us? And Allah will say to them, oh my people, I am happy with you. I will never ever get angry with you forever and forever. Allah will reveal himself to the people of Jannah. I made mention of this hadith. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi in his Ihya ul-Ulum has made mention. Allah knows best with regard to, he says the first time human being set sight upon Allah Ta'ala's countenance and his that, his one gaze will last for 800,000 years. He will see his Allah. Brothers, those who go there, they are successful even if they are oppressed in this world. That must never escape us. We must never lose and become despondent. This Nabi